Hello, everybody, and we have a new episode for you today with me, Wifi, and Danielle.
Me, Danny.
Danielle as the co-host. As the
main host.
The co-host to the supporting host that is not here to the main host. We are currently in a pickle.
We're in a predicament?
Predicament, yeah, we are.
What predicament are we in?
Because we, right now, and let's just be honest with the listener, our listens are a little down, like our download numbers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need people to listen to the podcast, so we have a reason to make it. I mean, we do have a reason to make it, but it would be nice to have another reason to make it.
Yeah.
Where people say, like, hey, I want to have a new episode because I listened to it. That's why we need people to subscribe. And we need people to rate the podcast. And we need people to...
write the theme tune. Sing the theme tune.
And we need people to maybe go over to our Patreon where they can actually support us and show us, hey, I want more shit from you. Come on.
I want more shenanigans.
I mean, I'm aware that our program has been lacking on diversity.
Really?
Yeah, because we haven't had a guest on.
That's true. It's been a while.
And I think that also kind of mixes things up a little bit. And so we might need to bring that a little bit back. Mm-hmm. Even though with a baby, it's a little hard right now, but it will mm-hmm. be better at some point. So yeah, we're working on that. At least I am. I don't know if Danielle works on anything.
Oh, right, boy.
These days.
I mean, if you would like to trade and take
Marley for day work, then yes.
Take Marley for literally an entire day and tell me how you
That's
do.
That's okay. That's okay. But if you do my day work, then yes, let's trade.
There's a difference, though, because I'm not trained to do your day work. You're a parent.
Yeah, but I can feed her with my breasts.
We have frozen breast milk.
We do have frozen breast milk. Let's get into the episode. Today's episode is
a humdinger.
We fought very long and thoroughly about this topic.
You mean I did? I came up with this one.
I mean, I kind of pushed you in that direction. So
no,
it was
you didn't.
A joint effort.
It just happens to kind of fit with something you said, but that's not.
Oh, it happened. Oh, you said that topic after I said something that kind of related to the topic that
you would have never come to the topic that I gave you though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but I feel like we discussed that topic at some point.
I don't think so.
I feel like because it was very
we discussed not taking life too seriously,
but I was
but we did not maybe like we had an argument about something.
I feel like we no I feel like we had a discussion about that topic.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so the topic is
Pet peeves. But kind of like the not like the, because I think there are some pet peeves that are like worthy of being pet peeves.
Like what?
Yeah, like when somebody interrupts you in the middle of a conversation, or you know they're constantly interjecting,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that, or smoking, or you know.
Okay.
I think those are worthy pet peeves. It's okay to be annoyed by those, but the topic today is more like things that are.
Yep. A silly, stupid pet peeve.
Like, yep. It annoys you, but it's kind of dumb that it annoys you.
Yep. A pet peeve is a minor annoyance that an individual finds particularly irritating to them to a greater degree than would be expected based on the experience of others.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's something usually that is technically not that annoying to people or yep. might not be as annoying, but yep. some people just find things very annoying.
And when I texted you the idea,
yep.
I was like, what about this? And you were like, do I have any of those? And literally within a millisecond, you're like, yes, I do.
Yeah. The thing is, right now I can only think of one.
Really?
No, two.
I have so many.
I can't think of two
once,
right now.
I could only think of two at first, and then once I wrote them down, they just like came flooding in. Not all of them relate to you, but okay. Most of them.
Wow, that's so nice. No, that one I have to get off my chest right away because okay, it annoys me really. I just thinking about it annoys me.
Okay, let's get into
so,
it.
So,
but wait, we have to preface this
okay.
whole conversation and say we're making this about being funny and we're not going to have an argument.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
The thing is, okay. I'm not saying anything more. The one pet peeve that really annoys me, and I have to explain it quickly because some people might not know what I'm talking about. So in cars, there are different compartments. There are different things that you can open and close.
Okay.
Where you can put things in.
I think I know where you're going.
So there's this one particular car. I think it's a French car that has like this opening above the front dashboard, like above where the radio is.
Uh-huh.
It's like this lid thing. Yeah, yeah. And you can usually put like sunglasses or something in there maps or something. Not anymore because I think it's too tiny, but like cards or sunglasses or something like that.
Okay.
And some people don't close the shit.
I'll say you're not, this one's not about me.
No, it's not about
okay.
you.
Okay.
And it's so fucking annoying when I see someone driving a car with that thing open. I know that literally is open all the time. And it fucking annoys me. Fucking annoys the heck out of me. I don't know why, but I hate it so much.
I
hate that thing so much. And I've been in cars. I've known people who had the car who left it open. And I was like, why do you leave it open? Yeah, because it's broken. I mean, like, then fix it. It looks stupid. It's so annoying.
You know what's actually really funny about the fact that annoys you so much?
What?
Is... It relates to one that I didn't even write down, but you just made me think of it.
But I don't do that anymore as often.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, leave things open.
Yeah, you still do. No, yes, you do. This man, not as much, but this man leaves drawers open in the kitchen.
I don't anymore. I closed everything. Every time I make you breakfast for 2 months now, I close everything afterwards.
That's... Not always true. I did say you're getting better, but there are still times where you leave drawers open and it makes me an insane person. And the one that you do way more often still is the cabinet, the medicine cabinet in the, like the mirror cabinet in the bathroom. You leave it open literally all the time. Sometimes I get up in the middle of the night to pee or to change Marley and I see that it's open and I walk into the bathroom and I close it because I will not be able to sleep if I know it's open. Yeah. So it's funny that the car thing annoys you so much.
Because that thing is not supposed to be open all the time.
Neither is the bathroom cabinet.
But in a car, imagine if you get hit by a car in the back, like you stop and the car hits you in the back, everything flies out.
Imagine if you're washing your face in the sink and the cabinet is open.
Yeah, the door is not in the way.
It is.
No, it's not.
It can be.
Not if you stand in front of the sink. If you stand on the side awkwardly alone, then yeah, maybe. But not if you're alone in front of the sink. Bent down and there's nothing in the way. You can't hit yourself.
Do you have another one?
Yeah. Beans hair.
Yeah. The thing is, that's also kind of funny to me that bothers you so much because he doesn't shed that much.
I know, but I hate when
there is a significant amount of hair, but it's not so much that it's not so much that other people would just like
you
notice
drag
it
around, then you have it everywhere if you don't vacuum it.
Yeah.
And it clumps up. It forms those little wool mice. And they just, when you walk across the floor, they just follow you or they just get blown by the wind. Mm. And it's so annoying. I hate seeing them. And especially now where it's sunny literally all the time.
Yeah.
You can see them all the time. And I hate it so much.
I know you do. It doesn't bother me that much. I mean, it bothers me sometimes.
You never vacuum. Like, you never just start the vacuum.
That's not true. Right now, I am not logged into the app anymore because of the new phone, but I did it like at least twice a week where I'd start the vacuum. Yeah.
Twice? You should do it once a week.
Yeah, but you were doing it the other days. Oh, okay. This man, by the way, He, before we got this new vacuum, this is a, it's a really nice robot. Thanks, Mom. But we had another one that was really dumb. And this man would turn on the robot vacuum and simultaneously vacuum with the hand vacuum.
Yeah, because the other one didn't reach certain things. And most of the time just, you know, pushed one dirt pile to the other. Yeah. I can't think of another right now.
Really?
No.
There's nothing that I do that bothers. It's like, no, you haven't said anything about me.
Yeah, no. I can't say anything about you because I love you.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
Okay. You do this thing where you talk too quiet on purpose just to mess with me so you, like, I don't hear you.
Yeah.
So like you're mumbling.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we're outside, I feel like you're not doing it on purpose, but then I'm like, maybe he is, because you always walk ahead of me. You almost never walk side by side.
Because you're so slow.
I mean, I'm usually pushing also, the stroller.
Yeah, and I usually get dragged by a dog. Yeah.
But when you're talking and you're ahead of me, you don't project enough, so you're like mumbling, and then I don't hear you, so I constantly have to ask you to repeat yourself, and it drives me nuts. But there are times where you do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Where we're like in the car and you start a sentence. You're like, did you see the...
That's funny.
It's funny the first time. But then when I say what, you do the exact same thing again. And you would do that probably 20 times if you,
because it's
if
funny. You could. It's funny.
Yeah. First time.
Nah, it's funny.
You don't have anything else. I feel like that's going to make this episode not as funny, because it's just going to seem like I'm grieving things, like I'm putting out my grievances.
I mean, fine. Maybe I can think of something.
Okay. I mean, they're not like bad things. They're just, I think they're funny.
I have one.
Oh, then do it.
I mean, it's not a pet peeve. I don't hate it, but it annoys me a little bit. You tend to, if there's a surface that is empty, like a cabinet thing or like a little shelf thing or something, you just tend to put things there that you don't need. And they collect. And at some point, it's just a pile of shit, like a pile of stuff that nobody needs and nobody, and you're like, oh yeah, I need to sell this. Oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the stuff that I'm selling, I put in a drawer now. Yeah. It's in a drawer. And the other things, where should I put them? It? Where should I put the other things, though?
I don't know. We have like an empty cabinet in the hallway. It's completely empty.
Hallway?
Yeah, where the shoes are on.
Why would I put things with it? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I put the stuff that I'm selling in that in one of those drawers.
Okay. How much shit is there?
Not much. It's like three things.
That's okay. Yeah. It's not a real pet peeve, because I learned to live with it. Let's just
the thing
say.
Is, but you kind of do the same. The shelf that we have in our bedroom, the little shelving unit.
It's full
unit,
of shit, I know.
It's your shit just as much as it's my shit.
I know.
And it's random, so it's not like it has a purpose.
I know there's some stuff
that's kind of our random shelf.
I know, it's super random. I have to get rid of some of the shit. Like the one daylight lamp, I mean, it's nice, but we don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why this one bothers me so much, but I've actually talked to Nicole about it, because I'm like, he's doing it again.
Making spaghetti?
No. I mean, that too. That's funny though. Sometimes I'll be like sitting in the living room, or I might be in a completely different room, and you go into the fridge and you start pulling things out, and you start asking me, do you still need this? And most of the time I am not within like eyesight of what you're
most
doing.
Most of the time I do it when you're in the living room.
Yes, but when you first ask, you're still facing the fridge, holding the thing in the fridge. So you're not like showing it to me and saying, hey, do you need this? You're looking at it yourself. And you're like, do we still need this? Is this still good?
Yeah, because, oh, that's another one.
I know you do. And then I'm like, I don't know what you're looking at, so you're going to have to be more specific. And then you hold it up, and sometimes it's this teeny tiny little thing where I'm like, how am I supposed to see what you're holding when it's pitch black?
Because you should wear your glasses more.
Even if I wore my glasses, if it's dark in the room and dark where you are, how should I see what you're holding?
Yeah, and then you say what, and then I explain what it is.
And then you tell me what it is. and then you continue with like five other things.
Yeah, because you buy shit, put it in the fridge, forget about it, or just eat it once and then put it in the bag somewhere and let it mold.
But that's not that often.
I bet there is something moldy in the fridge right now.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. I actually know what it is.
I actually know one thing that's not good anymore. I don't know
if it's moldy. The tomato spread.
Tomato spread? That yeah. stuff's fine.
Well, it's not fine.
Spread?
The one spread, yeah. The one red spread from...
That was not mine.
Oh, that
Maria,
was yours.
Now, Maria gave that to us.
No, not that one. Not that one. That one is also bad, probably. But you buy shit and then you
tomato spread.
Yeah, there's this round one. I don't think it's not. It's View Life, I think, from Pilla. Yeah, doesn't matter. I show it to you later.
Okay.
But you buy things and then you get let them get moldy. And they're like, oh yeah, And I have to. If I wouldn't do that once, I don't know. I don't do it that often, but I do it once, maybe every 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Where I just look through shit and get rid of shit. Because if I wouldn't do it, you wouldn't. Or you would super late and they would just start walking at some point.
Do you know where I get it from?
Yeah, your mom. I know. Thanks, Patty.
The woman who buys like condiments and keeps them for 10 years, including like moving from house to house. She like moves the condiments with her. It's so great.
No, it's not great. It's disgusting.
Hilarious. Okay. This one is really quick, so I'm going to do two right away because the first one is just you telling me that I have a lazy eye.
That's funny, though.
Because I don't have a lazy eye, but he makes me so... Like... And then I close my eyes or I have to look away from him because he makes me so self-conscious. Like, oh, you and your lazy eye. Super annoying. Okay, and then sometimes you start a conversation with no context. So like, or
I do have a context.
Or we were talking about something like 10 minutes prior,
yeah.
have since started a new conversation,
yeah.
and then you jump back to the other topic yeah. in like the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, catch up.
Where you're like, yeah, and what should we do with that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But you do it all the time.
Yeah, because you have to think, huh?
I think sometimes your brain just thinks differently. Like your brain thinks that like, because you're thinking about the conversation that we were having 10 minutes ago, that I suddenly, like, I'll just know what you're talking about.
I mean, usually it's in reach of context. You just have to.
No, there's usually no context.
Yeah. If I ask you something, you just have to like think back a little bit. It's like, what are the 10 last conversations we had? Which one could fit to that question?
But sometimes the things that you bring up kind of relate to the thing we were just talking about.
That's true, yeah.
And so if I respond to that, and that's not what you were talking, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm the crazy one.
I mean, you are kind of, but yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, man. That's funny.
You don't have another one?
I don't think so right now, no. I kind of had to adjust and just bury my anger about those things deep down to be able to live with you, I guess.
That's nice.
No, actually, I have one.
Okay.
I really don't like when you don't shower for a week.
I always shower. The most I go without a shower these days is 2 days, but that's because we have an infant. I have no time to shower. I only have one more about you, and then I have two that are just generalized about people.
Yeah. I have another one.
Okay.
But not about you.
This is a twofer, because they go together.
Okay.
You don't close jars all the way?
That's true. I do, actually.
Every single day this week that I have taken out the peanut butter jar, it is not closed all the way.
Yeah, because that lid is shit.
And every single time I reach for the mouthwash, I have to grab it from the container instead of from the top. Because if I grabbed it from the lid, it would spill everywhere.
The lid is shit.
It's every jar. Everything that has like a twist.
Nah, the jam always is closed fully.
But that's only because you have this... thing with mold and you're scared of the mold with the jam.
No, because I know I've done it. where I didn't close them, and my sister took it from the lid and just it dropped.
You don't just do it with jars, so you also do it with like bags in the freezer. Like sometimes you'll open like a bag of mixed berries.
I usually
and you don't like put a clip on it, and then you just put it in. So sometimes I'll go in there.
I did it once actually, but yeah.
It's happened twice. Where I go in and I grab the bag to move it out of the way, and just. There's frozen berries all over the floor. But it goes hand in hand with sometimes you put completely empty things back in the fridge.
That I don't do that anymore.
One in the fridge right now.
Which one?
The cheese spread, the bresso.
Oh, that's empty? Yeah. Also, that's not my shit. That's your shit.
But you used it last. Or if it's not completely empty. Is it still
in the fridge? Why didn't you put it away then?
Because I wanted to show you that you do that. If there is, sometimes there's just a smidge left and he counts that. In
2 weeks it's moldy.
He counts that as like there's something still in the thing instead of just using all of it right away.
I mean, it's the same when you say, oh, the toothpaste is empty and there you can use it for 3 more brushes.
Yeah, but I don't like trying to push the last bit.
That's such an American spirit. Like, it's empty, I don't care. I just waste the riot the stuff that's still in there.
Yeah.
Nah. I have one thing that I think that should be a pet peeve for everybody.
Okay.
People who throw their cigarette butts out of the wind driving cars. Or just trash in general.
On the street or sidewalk.
Yeah, just what the fuck? I mean, smoke, it's fine. Kill yourself and maybe kill the people around you. But don't fucking litter, especially because those buds stay around for 20 years, I think.
I think more. I think they never fully decompose.
They if there's rain, they wash chemicals, toxic chemicals into the sewer system. Birds might eat them. It's so fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And if you... don't have the courtesy to maybe get like one of those little ashtrays that you can, you know, people do it. It's not that hard. And I know a lot of smokers who do it. And I also know a lot of people who fucking pick them up.
Yeah.
Like at the skate park where children are playing every day, there is a shit ton of cigarette butts. And a friend of mine picks them up because he's a fucking decent, nice person. I just watch him do it and say, oh, you're sad. No, but I hate it. I really do hate that. But it's not a pet peeve. I think it's something that everybody should hate.
I have another just about just people in general, and we're all guilty of it.
Probably
leaving, you are. I am too. Leaving just a tiny amount of toilet paper on the roll.
I never do that. I never do that. Also, there is also a pet peeve: people who put the toilet paper the wrong side facing the wall.
Yes, thank you.
Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with
that's
you?
That's been such a debate. I'm pretty sure it's my.
It's not a fucking debate.
Yeah, I know.
It's the wrong fucking way.
I agree. The toilet paper should be going away from the wall.
Yes.
And my dad, I think it's my dad who says that it goes the other way.
It's not.
And my mom is the one that agrees with me that it goes away from the
wall. It's not about agreeing. It's the wrong or the right way. The right way is how we do it.
I agree.
No, but seriously, it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no fucking sense. Unless you have, like, one of those stands that you can move and it's not directly to the wall.
Even then it's wrong. No, even then I
hate it, but then it's like, okay, what the fuck?
Still
but if
wrong.
The thing is on the wall, what the fuck are you doing?
Technically, I mean, if you think about it, technically, it's still touching the wall because the paper that's behind that you're rolling
it's
is still all touching the wall.
It's not about touching the wall, but it's like if you want to fold it up nice, you can't even do that.
Nobody
it's like,
does that.
You sure I do it when people are over? What are you talking about?
My last one, and this is more, I think, just a generational thing. I don't think it's on purpose, but it still bothers me how old people text. And by old people, I mean like our parents' age people.
Oh,
like 40s and up. 40s and up. Because it's so like cryptic, you know, we always, and there's like articles about this. Yeah. It's so funny where people like,
I mean, the way they type also, they hold the font and then they use their other hand
just,
to like,
yeah, but I mean more like the text itself is sometimes so like, this is a problem with our generation where you read it and you're like, are you mad at me? Because the way that they write things, like they use a lot of ellipses, like dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. And also no emojis.
No emojis. And sometimes just like okay in caps with a period. And that's something like our generation, if we did that, that's like, I'm pissed at you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so they do it all the time. And I'm like, I don't like this.
You know what I hate? I honestly really hate how much time I already wasted doing things like that. It's fine if someone asks me. I mean, it's not fine because I hate that too. But it's fine if someone asks me, like, "Hey, can you help me with that? Can you help me with setting up the new phone, new laptop, whatever?" Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Sure. But then you fucking need the fucking password for their fucking account, and they never have it, and they never know it.
Nope.
And their password is literally usually the name with like a date of birth or whatever, or the year of birth or whatever.
Yeah, passwords are always that.
It's always fucking that, and they never remember. Yesterday was the same again. My stepmother, she drove back home twice because the first time she took the wrong paper where the password was not on, and she didn't even look. She came with the thing, and I'm like, "Yeah, it's not on there." And she's like, "What if I?" She's like, "No, it's not." I actually know the paper where it is. I'm sorry, I'm getting so loud, and. She came back, and of course it's basically the name of her grandchild with the birth date. Like,
it's so funny.
It's so fucking. I've wasted so much time, and it's
I'm
the same
so
with my
glad
dad.
I
it's
don't
like,
have that problem.
What is the password? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, then get it.
I'm so glad I don't have that problem with my parents. They're both so like. They just figure shit out.
Yeah.
And they
Because they have to.
I mean, my mom.
If you would live next to your dad, he would ask you all the time about that stuff too.
No, he wouldn't.
I think so.
My dad is so somehow tech savvy.
Really?
Yeah, he figures everything out.
Okay. Sorry, Joe, if you listen.
he's able to figure all that shit out. And the thing is, if he doesn't know how, he knows how to find out how to do it. He knows how to Google.
Yeah, they're too comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I know that my dad can figure things out, and he figured things out in the past, but he's too fucking comfortable. Like the last time, he's like, "I bought a new printer. Can you set it up?" I'm like, "Plug it in, done. That's it." And then I come down there and just like, "I have to install this what is it, like the toner?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
I have to look exactly the same for how to do it as you do." And
but
so
it's
I had to
same,
look 10
like,
minutes to figure things out to get that thing in. And then what did I do? I plugged it in and it worked immediately.
Yeah, but then you told him he's also able to print from his phone and he couldn't figure out how to do it. Like you had to show him how to do it. I'm like,
he forgot things already.
Yeah, no, but I don't understand why that generation doesn't just try shit. My parents try shit to figure things out.
Yeah, I don't because they're
it's like, hey, what are these? What's this button up here on the phone? Like if I click that, what does that do?
I don't know. I think it's one thing is like they fear that they break something, and the other thing they're just too comfortable. They're like, nah, I don't want to waste or do that because I feel like, I don't know, I can't do it, or I don't want to do it, or I might take too long, so I just ask them. And of course most of the time it's like, I need you now. I had another one, but I can't think of a lot of them right now. Ooh, the baby is starting to cry. That means we have to close this episode. Wait, let me think. There was another one that was related to the topic of text.
I actually have one for you, like, that you have about me that you're not thinking of.
Okay.
And I've gotten better about it the last few days because I knew it was bothering you.
What?
Do you know what it is?
No. Oh, the shoe, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like wearing any type of shoes in the house.
The thing is...
And I know that what you have are house shoes, so you only wear them inside.
I mean,
so it's not like you're dragging.
Those are bathing body slops.
But it's not like you're dragging shit from outside in. But I'm more of a I just walk in my socks or my bare feet person.
Yeah.
And it really bothers you because then you sit on the couch and you put your feet on the couch and you're like, yeah, the dog hair is all over the couch now. So because you expressed that, like, again, the last couple of days, I have been wearing my slippers around
the
house.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I very much appreciate that.
So now you can start closing jars.
I'll try that. Actually, listener, we put like a questionnaire on our Instagram and on our Spotify. Like if you hit the episode on Spotify, there's like a little question about your pet peeves. We want to know that. Would it interest us actually? And we want to laugh about them because they're usually not that like big of a deal, and we all know that. But sometimes you just get annoyed. Like, I get fucking annoyed with those fucking assholes who leave those fucking cabinet things open in the car. Okay. Please support us on our Patreon. Head over to Patreon and say hi to Joe. Subscribe and rate the podcast on Apple or Spotify. And also, you know, feel free to share a podcast on social media or just WhatsApp friends, family, whatever. That helps us a lot to get more traction and ultimately, you know, to feel that actually people listen and enjoy the podcast. And we also like if you reach out and just say, hey, I'm listening to your podcast. I really enjoyed this episode. We really, really, really love that because that's direct feedback. And we get it, but I feel like sometimes people don't think about that. So, we love if you reach out to us. That's it, everybody. And until next time.
Watch out for deer.
Boo-boo.